This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, rock stars. From Rockman USA Studios in Washington, D.C., this is Rock on the Money. I'm talking about your saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent. We're so grateful you've joined us. Call us with your questions or comments, 989-AAA-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or our website at rockonthemoney.com. Welcome to summer, Amanda.
Yeah, welcome to summer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always summer here in Florida, but welcome to the rest of you. Yes. Great to have you join us.
Yes. Oh, so much going on. So much going on.
Yeah. Did you have a good Memorial Day?
Yeah. Stayed home. Didn't do anything. Yeah. I got to watch some live sports on TV while I was working. I worked on the computer a lot.
Okay.
Working a lot of personal projects, but I really enjoyed watching the Tiger Woods Mickelson golf thing that they had down there in Florida. That was on Sunday. That was enjoyable.
Okay.
It was pouring rain for him, but they still played. They raised, I think, $20 million for COVID relief, which was really awesome. It was just good to see something live on TV. A lot of celebrities got together. It was really, really good. Of course, that was like 4 days ago, but even so, it was enjoyable. It's just, you know, it's good to see things coming back. That's all, you know.
I guess so.
I know everybody has opinions on everything, but the economy, I know everybody has an opinion on the whole thing, but, you know, we got to figure out a balance somewhere.
Yeah,
that's true. Or we're causing permanent damage. And Fauci just said that the other day. You know, how far are we going to go before we cause irreparable damage to the economy and the nation?
Yeah, you know, I agree with that. I just think that you need to temper it a little bit.
Yeah, I don't have the answers. If I did, I would be in that position. But it's, you know, I realize what we hit 100,000 deaths. I understand that. And I know many of those families did not have a chance to properly bury or you know, all the things that go with losing a loved one. I get that. But we do have a country, and at some point, our security risk is there. So it's, you know, we got to figure this out. And I don't have the answers. All I'm
on
say.
That note, what do we have coming up on today's show, Craig?
Was that depressing or what? That was almost like political. I don't want to be political.
Almost, yeah.
Oh, and by the way, on one last point, all the people sending me private messages with like videos about COVID and your little political stuff, I don't have time for the political stuff. Please don't send me that stuff. People are getting offended because I won't watch or go to their little... People find the most obscure blogs out there to find what they want to hear. And it drives me nuts. But anyway, please, I don't have time. I don't. I do care
about... that's not what we're about.
No, no, no. I have other things to do. Such as this show, Amanda. What do we got going on?
So we've got a couple of social media questions. Looks like we have three today.
Yeah.
Then our main topic is identity theft and our service members.
Ooh.
And then during our Savvy Savings segment, we're going to talk about some cashback apps.
Ooh, now that is something we can use.
Mm-hmm.
I could use some cashback. Hey, I got a question for you. First social media question.
Okay.
I owe $11,000 in credit card debt.
Ouch.
That's kind of typical when I'm coaching people. I hear that same amount. I don't know why, but I am thinking of refinancing my mortgage, which would take out the PMI, so my payment would be about the same, and pulling $11,000 of equity. Whoa, I'm not done. and pulling $11,000 out of my equity to pay off the debt. Any thoughts?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'll let you do this one. It's a mortgage one. You're the realtor.
Okay. Okay.
I know those are different
things. I don't like the idea of stealing from your equity in your home to pay off your mistakes on your credit cards. Yeah, I don't like that at all. I'm not against refinancing your mortgage to get rid of the PMI, but if you're able to do that, why do you need to refinance at all? Why don't you just pay enough for that, you know, that...
I'm looking at this question as you're talking, and I'm wondering if the payments could be the same after they take out the $11,000 of equity to pay it off. So I'm thinking, okay, refinance it, get rid of the PMI. Your payments should be lower, I would think, if the balance is lower. But the savings of that mortgage, you should use it towards your debt snowball and That's go through exactly that process. Right. I think that may be what they're saying.
You don't need to pull your equity out. In fact, that's going to probably make it so you can't get rid of your PMI. Because PMI is based on the percentage of equity that you have paid off in your home. So if you're pulling that equity out, you're just robbing Peter to pay Paul.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. You're just moving the debt around, and now you've just made it
a silly shell game.
Yeah, now it's what, 20, 30 years of paying it off. So
what I would do is, if you're able to refinance, it probably means you're able to put some more money towards your mortgage. Yeah. So just pay down the remaining balance, and that's your PMI will drop off. By law, it has to drop off.
Right. So there you go.
You don't need to refinance for that to happen. I mean, if you're refinancing for other reasons, like to reduce your interest rate more than one percentage point, that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
Do not pull out your equity, though, for any reason. I mean, unless you're in a dire circumstance where you need to pay for severe medical care or someone's going to die, that would be one of the only reasons I would pull equity out.
And I know
life or death.
And I know people are going to do what they're going to do, but you're asking us, and we're pretty much anti-debt. So that's our feeling. I know everyone's going to do what they're going to do, but we're just trying to show you the better way for a better long-term success.
To paying off your debt. It's going to take hard work, dedication, gazelle intensity. You can't just steal from your home equity to get rid of your credit card debt, because that's not going to help you in learning that lesson the hard way.
That's a very good point, because a lot of these questions that we get are looking for the shortcuts.
And then, you know, I would bet a year from now, you're right back in the same situation with new credit card debt.
And also on the flip side, when people are investing, it's like they're doing all this Robinhood app investing, trying to buy one or three stocks. They're trying to do a shortcut to build wealth, but wealth is not built upon Robinhood. I hate to tell you that, but please concentrate on your 401k. And social media question two happens too with the 401k.
So first of all, I just want to go back to number one, because I know we hit pretty hard on that person, but I think it was an excellent question. And I'm really glad that they sent it in. So the takeaway points there are, if you can get rid of PMI, do so, but not by taking out your equity in your home. You would only want to refinance if you're going to reduce your interest rate by more than 1 point.
And pay
the credit card off by paying the credit card off, the snowball method.
Yeah. And actually, I use this question because it's actually a very common one that I see, both online and what I receive. They want to get out of debt, and they're just looking for a way to do it. And we're just giving you our thoughts on it. So
that's another reason. Keep sending those questions in, because like Craig said, if you're asking the question, there's probably other people as well.
Trust me, they are.
I'm glad we could answer that one.
Absolutely. And here's another very common question, actually. Such media question too. Should I include my 401k loan in my debt snowball?
Okay, Ramsey Coach here. What do you say?
Well, all debt goes in the debt snowball except for your mortgage. So
that's right.
it's a quick answer, but I do appreciate that you want to pay off that 401k loan, because you can't add more money back to your 401k until you get rid of the loan. They will not let you contribute. So I think everyone's heard all my rants.
Can we talk about 401k loans for just a moment?
Absolutely.
Because I know with this CARES Act, there are some, I wouldn't call them incentives, but there are fewer penalties now for if you wanted to do a loan against your 401k. And I just think every single one of these lack of discouragement. It's just a terrible way. I mean, don't rob from your future to pay for today. Absolutely. Unless it's your absolute last resort. I mean, you could loan against your 401k now and have a few years to pay it off, but you have to pay it off during that time. Otherwise, you're going to get hit with taxes and penalties like you would in a normal situation.
There were rules that went along with that 401k loan mm-hmm. program under COVID-19, and you were supposed mm-hmm. to be impacted. And people, I'm watching people post that they used an excuse to get the money, and now they're using it for other purposes. And that was not.
You're going to regret. I mean, you're going to regret it when you go to retire and you lost out on all of that growth opportunity. I mean, you could be robbing hundreds of thousands of dollars from yourself by taking a couple thousand dollar loan.
And I know people are living in the now, but you're not thinking long term mindset, which I've repeated numerous times. I know it's hard to understand, but now that I'm at my age, I am so glad I did what I did decades ago. And I'm telling you, what you're doing now will affect you down the road. You cannot make up that loss because it is over time. What you do now does greatly affect what 20, 30, 40 years from now. I know you don't care about 40 years from now, but you will when you get there, and you're going to regret what you did today. That's all I'm going to say. And math does not excuse your actions. The math rules long term.
So, that's right.
Social media question 3.
Okay.
I hope we're not being hard on everybody today.
Well, we kind of are, but that's kind of what we do.
but we're trying to really, the we're trying to be mom and sometimes. Dad here. Yeah, we're trying to be mom and dad here. Social media question 3. Thank you so much for all you both do for us out here. Aw, that was nice.
So apparently we're not too hard on people.
I don't think you realize the impact. That means a lot hearing that, by the way. Could you do a would you rather for me? Have you ever played this? Would you rather?
I've heard of it. I've never played.
I wish they came up with a better would you rather, but this is what they want us to answer. So I'm asking you, I guess I'll have to answer it. I haven't even thought about this. Would you rather have a car with no house or a house with no car?
I'm supposed to answer this?
Yes, because I don't know how to answer that.
Okay. I'd rather have a house with no car.
I've done
it before. And even in a city with very few public transportation options, and this was pre-Uber and pre-Lyft, so even harder, you can survive. You can walk. You can find other ways to get around in an emergency situation. Having a home, on the other hand, that's a harsher reality, being homeless. I understand you could live in your car, and I've known people who have done that, but that seems like a more difficult path to me than having to figure out transportation.
Yeah, I guess in nowadays, this is a very easy question to do because we do have Lyft and Uber. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know I'm crazy. I'm a tech guy. I do believe 10, 20 years from now, you will not have to own a car.
Yeah, it's becoming less and less.
It will be a service. And it's almost like the way software is running now, that stuff you buy, mm-hmm. Apps you install, everything you pay as a service. I believe that cars, you will summon a vehicle, some transportation method from your phone, and it just shows up and there won't even be a driver. I believe I will see that in my lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, there's already a lot of sort of applications of that. It's like, like those city bikes, they have like these city car. I can't think of the name of them right now, but where you just use an app and you can rent a car and they're kind of parked all over and you just find the nearest one.
Zipcar. I think the owner for that, or he was the biggest investor in this, is here from the Washington, D.C. area. He also owns the Washington Capitals and the Wizards.
Yeah, but he's a former executive of American Online. There's these bikes you can rent from here to there. There's those scooters, motorized scooters. There's so many other ways to get around that the car is becoming less and less necessary. Yeah. In fact, I was on a walk yesterday, and I live in a neighborhood with, smaller single family homes, usually like 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, right? And it amazes me how many of these houses have 3, 4, 5 cars.
Oh my goodness.
And these are small driveways. So they're all like parking on lawns and parking on the street. And it's just so many cars for a small house.
We're back to my, well, if I had neighbors, Amanda. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Because I won't talk about my neighbors, but no, it's the same thing here. Mm-hmm. And they don't have that many people. The people I coach, I have people I'm coaching that own vehicles with debts on all of them. And there's only 2 people in the house and they have more than 2 cars. So,
I've known people who have 5 or 6 cars as well. And then like toys and the motor, tractors and 4-wheelers and motorcycles.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I could probably live without my car because, you know, I don't go a lot of places rarely. And I probably could just Uber or Lyft with it. But at this point, with it being paid off and with it being a hybrid and not taking a lot of fuel, all I pay is insurance, you know, and very little maintenance at this point. So it's pretty cheap and I keep it around for that. But if I was making payments on it, I would probably sell it in a heartbeat.
The driverless car thing, I've mentioned it briefly in our group about NVIDIA, one of the, mm-hmm. the GPU. The artificial intelligence it's improving rapidly. But for us to have driverless cars, 5G has to happen. That is coming this fall. And then by the time they get the network really spread out enough that all these items are going to be able to talk to each other, that will be a couple of years down the road. So everything will accelerate next year with regarding to artificial intelligence and self-driving. So watch for it. It's going to be crazy. In fact, I'm actually monitoring stocks that are 5G related, everything from real estate to the hardware, the towers to the chip. Mm-hmm. I have a list of those stocks I'm watching. There's a lot of movement in the realty companies that all they do is buy the lot for the towers. And, you know, you have to have the towers apparently closer together. So I'll post that list. I don't want to recommend things, but I want people to think about beyond Southwest stock.
Yeah.
Think ahead. Think about how all this works. I'm trying to get people to think wisely about how they invest and just change their mindset. You know, you got to think about every little bit. Think about JCPenney going out of business or Macy's or these other big companies. Where does the clothing end up? It ends up in TJ Maxx, Ross. And eventually,
TJ Maxx and Ross.
And those stocks are going up as a result of the other companies failing because they are the one that resell all that stuff. So you have to think, how does things work? How does the flow work? And take advantage of those. So anyway, on that
all
note,
right.
Those
are great questions. Keep them coming, people.
And they're very general that many people can learn from. So that's why I pick the questions that I do. So
yeah. Still call and leave us voicemails or text the questions, right?
Yeah,
Frank?
Absolutely. 99888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Eventually, I'd like to have live phone calls. That would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
We'd have to have a more regular recording time.
Yeah, and we need to record our podcast live. Not that everybody would see it, but if people were watching us live and they want to call in, you know, we just take the call, then edit it in to the podcast. So
there you go.
Hey, I got a topic for you before we get into Savvy Savings.
Okay.
Identity theft in our service members. Now, just because our listeners may not be in the military, doesn't mean that this does not pertain to you. So even though this came out from, guess what, the FTC recently, like a few days ago.
Yeah, because you're their super fan.
I am. Well, they did a study and they just released some brand new numbers regarding our service personnel. I was stunned. I mean, some of these numbers I'm about to tell you, how they're getting affected more than the general public with regards to their identity theft. It is just staggering. I thought it was more that our elderly was getting hit. It's apparently our service members. So, of course, we're doing this.
I have a theory about that, Craig.
Go ahead.
They're just now changing this.
Okay.
Service members were identified by their social security number on everything. You know, their IDs, their dog tags, the social security number was literally on everything as their identification number. And it got into just about everybody's hands. And they are the worst at data protection in the military.
and with the other military powers out there, that makes no sense. I mean, think about that. With China and Russia and all, and the Ukraine and everything, and we have terrible protection of our
Anytime I need to go to an off-base doctor or dentist and they ask for insurance, it's based off of a social security number.
Well, you know what? That's actually for a lot of people. And they're actually, I will post this, remind me of this. There's a list of dummy social security numbers that you can use when you go to a doctor's office.
Yeah.
They just want a number to put in the system so you can use these things.
I don't give out my own. It's not a requirement.
Yeah. Some places they will not do anything unless you give them a number. So there's actually this list out there that if you just use these, it gets you past the door to get into get your service. Anyway, Amanda, since you are a wife of a service member, did you know that our active duty service members are 76% more likely than other adults to report that an identity thief misused one of their accounts, like their bank cards or credit cards? 76%, Amanda.
That's crazy. I would have guessed, like you, I would have guessed that the elderly was the most vulnerable population.
And that's, I think we briefly talked about that like months ago, but I'm like, this is our military people. And here's how it even gets worse. And I have a theory about this. Maybe you can enlighten me because you're in that circle. Our American service members are 3 times as likely to report that someone used their debit card or another electronic means to take money out of their bank accounts. Three times. Yeah. And here's where all this leads to. And this is with almost everybody, that when identity theft does occur, the credit problems follow, which in turn, now the collection calls are starting. So more than 40% of debt collection reports indicate that the debt was caused by identity theft, or more than 40% of the reports from the credit bureaus state that the information on the credit report belonged to someone else.
Jeez.
I mean, it's a mess. This is a report that was just released, and I'm sure the news organizations are picking up on this, and they may not. I don't know. There's just so much coronavirus going on that this is going on. And this is actually going hand in hand with something else we just talked about another episode ago, which we'll talk about here in a second. But all of this puts their security clearances at risk, and then even their career at risk, because their security clearance for a lot of these people, including your husband, is bound by what he's doing right now. We won't talk about what he does, but I'm sure he has to have a certain security clearance for the job that he now has, his assignment. So for everybody out there, a lot of what I'm getting ready to say does pertain to you as well. So I just wanted to point out how our military is really getting screwed over by who knows how this is happening. So everybody out there, check your bank account regularly. Check every little line in there. See what's happening with it. It also goes with your credit cards, Amanda. If your credit card or debit card is stolen, or you see any transactions that are not correct in your bank account, on your debit card, on your credit card, whatever, report those immediately. Most of the things you are covered, some of the debit cards you are not. It depends on the type of debit card you have. So always check your statements all the time, and prevent someone from misusing your debit or credit cards. Many of the banks will allow you to put a temporary freeze or a lock. And you just talked about this, Amanda.
We did. We talked about that in one of the previous episodes.
There are commercials on TV. I can't remember which credit card it is. Is it the Discover card? They keep showing that.
I mean, most of them have that option if you just log into your account.
Yeah, you just pull up the app and freeze it right there. Just press the button. You can freeze it, unfreeze it. I mean, they show this girl at some club. She comes out like, oh, and she pulls out and freezes it. Then she goes and finds it. And then she unlocks it. So you have all those apps on your phone. Don't give out authentication information like your PIN numbers. Don't make your PIN number 1234.
Yeah.
Like, or 0000 or whatever. Anybody that calls you or emails you or texts you, don't give out your PIN numbers or your verification codes. Don't do any of that stuff. And people do that. We've posted some of those things that are going on out there. And we talked about in the last, these texts that are coming out, and they look totally legit. Don't click on anything. There is free credit report monitoring out there for the active duty service members who are deployed. And that was started last October, 2019. We will put a link in there. But if you call or go to the websites for all the three credit bureaus, Equifax, Experian, and TransUnion. You go there and you sign up for the active duty personnel. It's a free service. They were required to do it because there was such a problem with our military personnel going overseas and all these things going on. But I don't think a lot of our members know to do this. And so it's still occurring, apparently, because now we're up to
But everyone should put a freeze on their credit.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And this is credit reporting on top of that. Like you said, Amanda, all of us, everybody in our house should have their credit frozen. We've talked about this.
Including children.
Yes, because they get a social security number pretty early in life, don't they?
Pretty much from shortly after birth, yes. And they're huge targets for people setting up fake credit accounts.
Oh, yeah. Big targets, because you're not going to realize until they turn 16 or 18 when they're finally having to use those social security numbers. When they work, get a job, or apply for college. And then by that point, if there's a bunch of debt racked in there, it's going to be a hard, tough road trying to clear all that up. Anyway, for more information for our military people, go to militaryconsumer.gov, another government website, legit. It has all the information on how to avoid the scams, particularly to our service personnel and how they can manage their money. I'm actually going to check that out and see if there's good tips that we could spread to everybody.
All right.
And we'll see what's there. Anyway, we got some savvy savings coming up. And I'm actually interested what you have on here.
Too.
I'm all about the apps. What do you got?
We got a lot.
It's about cashback apps, right?
Yes, cashback apps.
I want money. I want some money. we'll come back right after this. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
The podcast is sponsored by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Eliminate your stress. Whether you're buying or selling your home, be sure you are working with an expert in your local area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com will match you with up to 3 qualified, licensed agents that specialize in your specific market. Choice Realty Connect serves every zip code in all 50 states with a network of over 15,000 top-rated agents that are ranked within the top 5% for sales. Whether you're looking for a condo, new construction, fixer-uppers, mountain retreats, vacation properties, or a first-time home buyer, let Choice Realty Connect match you with the perfect top agent today. Choice Realty Connect is who I trust, and I know you will too. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. The choice is yours.
Rockland, USA.
That you get excited pretty much with every segment.
Well, it's geeky stuff. I'm all about the geek stuff. And anyway, we can make money, get cash back by doing the same thing we're always doing, but you just put a little twist on it and you make money. So I'm all about that.
All right. Yeah. We're going to talk about cashback apps. So cashback and rewards apps are the new rewards cards, which were the new coupons a while ago. Do you remember, like everywhere you went, they're like, hey, sign up for our rewards card. And you go to check out the grocery store. You're like, are you a rewards member? And you have to carry like a whole keychain worth of these little key cards, right?
Oh, I hate it. I hate it.
Yeah. Yeah, I do too. And it's like, why don't you just give me the sale price without me having to scan a card, right?
Yeah, it's still going on.
Especially like Winn-Dixie or all those.
we don't have those. But I get what you're saying.
But today, clipping coupons is not exactly realistic. It's time consuming. No. One could always argue that the coupons are a waste of paper. I certainly would argue that. In most cases, the flyers and coupon books barely make it through, from your mailbox through the door without being thrown in the trash, or in my case, the recycling bin.
Amanda, I'm old enough to remember green stamps. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Green stamps.
Green stamps. They would have signs on all the stores that if you bought, you could get these stamps, like you put on an envelope.
Yeah.
And my parents, or all these, the parents of my generation, they would have booklets where you take all these stamps. You just fill out these pages and pages of green stamps.
I kind of remember that.
You don't remember that?
Ugh. It's like very vaguely do I remember.
And the logo was like a cursive G, like the General Mills G. Mm-hmm, so it was about green stamps, and everybody wanted these green stamps. It was
kind of like the Subway club card that you used to be able to get stamps from Subway.
Yeah, there you go.
Then they discontinued that. I was like, what? Yeah,
what?
My free sub.
There you go. Anyway,
you know,
sorry.
I used to eat lunch at Subway every single day for like 8 years straight.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of their subs anymore. I think there's so many better options out there. Yeah. I'm a Jersey Mike's guy.
Yeah, I just like that they had like a daily special that was like a little over $3.
Yeah, now they've gotten more expensive, haven't they?
Let's dive in here. I've got, about 8 or so.
Wow.
Suggested apps.
There are many more,
but we're just dipping our toe into this here.
Hey, go on.
So the first one is Rakuten. The great thing about Rakuten, and I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, but you probably see commercials for it on TV. It's formerly Ebates.
Yep.
So you'll get cash back in the form of check or whatever, but they say real cash when shopping online. Every quarter, you'll be paid in the form of either a check or PayPal. You also get a $10 bonus from signing up as long as you spend $25 within your first 3 months as a member. Hmm. It's worth having Rakuten, Honey, and Wikibuy, and we're going to talk about Honey and Wikibuy here in a moment, all installed in your phone, even though you'll only be able to earn cash back through one of them at a time.
Oh, okay.
But you may prefer to use Rakuten when possible so you can receive cash rather than a gift card. But you won't always get a choice since each site has different partnerships. Like Honey and Wikibuy also have additional bonuses of letting you know about coupons and discounts, which Rakuten doesn't offer. But you can earn up to like 40% cash back. And it's more common though to earn like 5 to 10%. And then you also can earn referral bonuses like $25 for referring friends and family.
Whoa, I like that.
One of the disadvantages, though, is that they pay out quarterly. You don't get to choose when you want to get out. Yeah, so it's quarterly.
Okay.
So the next one is Wikibuy. If you're a big online shopper, Wikibuy is a great way to get cash back and discounts as you buy. All you need to do is browse stores as you normally would and then let Wikibuy search for available discounts. The same product may be available for cheaper elsewhere and gives you points towards gift cards once you make a purchase. It also integrates directly into Amazon. So if you're a big Amazon shopper, this might be the right app for you. The cashback you can earn varies between websites, but if you head onto the Wikibuy website, you can find better deals and the latest offers. The data from all users of the extension is compiled together to make sure that everybody is getting a better price. So for instance, if you see a product in Amazon and somebody else has viewed the same product for a lower price on different website, Wikibuy will let you know. And if a coupon doesn't work for a user, this is also a log to prevent other users from wasting their time applying that coupon code. The extension also alerts you if the price of an item you viewed recently dropped. And then there's an app available, which you can use to scan product barcodes and compare prices. So like if you find something in a store, you can quickly check to see if there's a better offer available online or at a competitor.
I have a question.
Sure.
You're my big privacy person. So I guess you have to give up a little bit of your privacy in order for this to work. Is that correct?
Yeah. So they're going to track the things that you and others buy. So then it gets used for advertising purposes and selling, aggregated consumer information.
I personally have no problem doing that stuff. That's just me.
But. I mean, most of the time it's aggregated anyway. They're tracking consumer trends.
Yeah.
The Honey app, that's the next one we're going to talk about here, is another browser extension. You've heard me talk about it before. It's my personal favorite browser extension for finding deals. It works very similar to Wikibuy. You can normally browse while Honey works in the background. And when you buy an eligible item, you earn Honey Gold to redeem towards gift cards. Honey will also pop up to alert you about discounts discounts and coupons relevant to the store you're on. And like when you're in an online store and you go to check out, you just click on the little button in your browser extension and it'll run through a whole bunch of codes it finds online for yourself. So you don't have to go and try and scour the internet looking for a discount code. Because every time I get to a checkout and it has a promo code box, I'm like, oh, maybe I can go find one, right?
And you know what? There's a lot of scam sites that have fake promo codes to get you to come over there. And then you click stuff. And it's actually pretty dangerous, Amanda. So you're better off using these apps. Let them find the codes.
And you can earn Honey Gold by shopping at over 4,500 different retailers and earn up to 20% cash back depending on the store.
Could you?
And then, yeah, that's quite a bit. And then there are also bonuses available sometimes to help you earn even more. Once you earn enough gold, you'll receive an Amazon gift card. So like Wikibuy, Honey also includes features to help you find the lowest price available on Amazon. That's happened to me before. Like if I just browse one and find it and then I go back to visit it again, it'll say this price has dropped by this much or this price has increased. And then it'll help you find the lowest price available on Amazon. Maybe it's from another seller. And again, you'll find out if price drops on items that you've browsed.
You know what? I know eBay is not on your list here because it's not part of this, but eBay is very good at that. I've noticed that because I've been doing a lot of that eBay stuff.
Yeah.
If I go browse certain things, it knows what I've been looking at because I get these alerts. I'm like, oh, this is just dropped. I'm like, wait a minute. I didn't say watch this item. So it's been alerting me of things that I was just kind of browsing around at. I know everybody's putting cookies on my computer, but it just shows you how much you're being tracked about everything you do. And it's just a way of life.
Is eBay still doing cashback? So I haven't bought anything on eBay in a very long time. I don't know a lot of things in general. But
well, they do have a credit card or a debit card or something you can get. I do not do that stuff.
Yeah, no. I mean, like when I was in law school, I was buying a lot of shoes online on eBay. Okay. And then every month you would get eBay bucks, I guess it was. It wasn't actually cash, but you would get eBay bucks you could apply.
I've sold $2,200 worth of stuff and I have not been notified about any of that stuff. But of course, been buying.
You have to be a buyer.
Yeah, I don't think so. I can go look at that.
Yeah, interesting. So the next one is Ibotta. So I've talked about this one before as well, but Ibotta consistently scores well with savvy savers. It's user friendly and available for both iOS and Android. You just download the app and unlock rebates. Once you're ready to go shopping, you just buy products that you've unlocked at any stores that are listed in the app. And then you just need to verify the purchase by scanning the barcodes or submitting a photo of the receipt or scanning the barcode on the receipt. And then once you're ready to cash in, the money will appear in your Ibotta account within 48 hours.
You've talked and then about you
can
Ibotta.
Just, and then you can just redeem it for I redeem it for Walmart gift cards and continue to buy groceries at Walmart then.
You've talked about Ibotta several times and I have yet
I
to.
Have.
I gotta go check that thing out. I really do.
And you know, Ibotta is an interesting one because you can use that and then you can also double dip and use other shopping apps as well and scan the same receipts on these other apps, you know?
I love double dipping.
Yeah, double dip.
I love it.
So that's one that I've used. The thing I don't like about Ibotta is that you have to go and find all of the items first and check mark them that you want to get that rebate on that item. And sometimes you miss things that maybe you purchased and you just didn't put it in your list first.
That's
kind of annoying.
Okay.
The next one's called Checkout 51. So I haven't tried this one, but it's supposed to be similar to Ibotta. And it offers, the thing is with Ibotta, you have to pick your offers by store. So if you know where you're going to shop, there's some offers that are only available at Publix, some that are only available at Walmart. But with Checkout 51, the offers can be redeemed at any store, which makes it easier to use on a national scale. Mm-hmm. And then once you've earned $20, you can transfer your Checkout 51 rewards to cash into your bank account.
Okay.
Whereas Ibotta, you redeem for gift cards, you're not really. I think maybe you can transfer it out to cash, but there's probably a fee for that.
Okay.
The next one on my list is Paribus, and that's Paribus. It offers a different kind of cashback. Instead of earning points or a percentage of money back from all purchases, Paribus negotiates on your behalf to get you refunds for items that you already purchased, which were subsequently reduced. Yeah, that's pretty cool. So therefore, you only earn if you buy something that experiences a price drop shortly after you buy it. If you shop in store, you'll need to manually scan your receipts for them to figure out if you're owed a discount. But this isn't too time consuming if you build it up as a habit. And so again, you could do that, scan your receipt on Paribus and also scan it into Ibotta and double dip, right?
Oh,
yeah. You could get your cash back when you buy. And then if the price changes, you'll get a rebate on the change there. It's also a great way to keep a record of your spending and purchases since the app will continue to store all of your receipts. If you shop online, you just shop like usual, and Paribus will use your confirmation emails to check for price drops. And then you just upload your receipts from over 25 retailers like Target, you know, so most of your groceries will be covered. Target, Walmart, whatever. And then you get the discount in the form of a payment you originally used for the purchase within 3 to 7 days. So if you put it on a credit card, I don't know how it works for cash, but if you put it on a credit card, it would be... it would be credited to that same credit card. And of course, they make money by just taking a small percentage of that refund.
Right, right. Gotcha.
Another one out there is called Dosh, D-O-S-H. That's the one that I use, and I use it in the double dipping way. So you can use Dosh to, you know, book hotels or accommodations through the app or order your pizza through Domino's, but you have to go to the app first and then click the link to like order Domino's, and then you get free cash back.
Oh, okay.
And I guess the same is with like Rakuten or whatever. You have to be making the purchases by going to their app first and then clicking the referral links in there. So with the Dosh app, though, you can receive up to 40% back to use towards vacation when you book hotels and accommodations. The only downside is that Dosh is only available as a phone app. There's no web version. But you can use it for all sorts of things. Like it'll show you all the local deals around you. Like I just mentioned Domino's Pizza, or there's a local coffee shop that's on the Dosh program. So if I go, and all you do is you put your credit card numbers that you regularly use into the app, into like the wallet part of the app. And you don't have to do anything active then. Once you swipe the card, it automatically gets credited to your Dosh account. So that's one thing I like about that, is that you're not having to remember after a purchase, oh, I need to, you know, scan a receipt or anything. Nope. Once you just scan the card that you've already stored in the app, it automatically gives you the savings.
I like that one.
Yeah, I like that one too. And again, you can receive some extra cash by referring your friends. It'll send you like up to $10 for a person referred. And they're serious about protecting your data. That app has a 256-bit SSL encryption, and it vaults your credit card information using the PayPal service Braintree.
Ooh, I like Braintree.
Yeah, and they also don't sell your information to third parties. So I like that one.
Braintree is like a service that developers can purchase, and Braintree gets a little portion of the transaction, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And Braintree is what you developers use to put in their code. It's just a couple lines of code. It takes care of everything, gets it off of the developer or the service, and lets Braintree handle it. Braintree is very, very secure, highly rated. If anybody's using Braintree, I'm all over it, because it gets it off
of
the app.
Using.
Oh, I love it, because it gets it out of the store's hands and passes it over to somebody who knows what they're doing. Because too much hacking is going on out there. A lot of these smaller companies just don't know how to handle your data. I love it when Braintree is involved. So it's just something that I'm familiar with as a developer. So it's good to see that.
Good to know. All right. The next one's called Freebird. And I just learned about this one, and it sounds amazing. So are you a big Uber user?
Well, when I was traveling, but now I'm halted. I mean, I'll know more about Wednesday, because we're on 90-day pause since April. We're having a hangout. We're doing one of those Microsoft team meets, just a coffee thing to see how everyone's doing. But hopefully I'll be traveling and use some of my Hertz points before those go away. That's a whole other issue. But I use Uber a lot if I'm inspecting properties that are closer to the airport.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's cheaper for me to rent a car. But I've been using Lyft a lot more personally.
Okay. But, well, you order your ride through this app called Freebird instead, and you can earn cash back if you're traveling to a partner restaurant or bar. Some establishments even offer you a ride for free. Ooh. Freebird also works with Lyft.
Yes.
So when you download Freebird, you'll still be using Lyft or Uber like normal, but through a different app. Mm. And then you can browse through the restaurants that offer discount rides on the app. The idea is that this incentivizes users to choose the establishments with good deals, which helps their business. Even if you order an Uber to an establishment that doesn't participate in the offer, you'll earn points that you can use towards cash back.
Ooh. Okay,
and then straight after ordering a ride, you'll be able to use a deposit to cash back into your bank account.
Now, that's one I probably will download because I do use Lyft or Uber.
Yeah.
I'm in the Washington, D.C. area, so if I'm downtown, sometimes I don't want to walk or take the subway. It's quicker if I just take a quick Uber for $5 or $10. But yeah, Freebird. Okay, I'll download that.
Freebird, yeah. So I think that's amazing.
I'm in.
And you never know. Maybe the establishment's giving free rides.
Yeah, that's free, what I like.
Free's awesome.
Yeah.
So those are all of the specific apps that I have for cashback. But I wanted to also mention that there are apps out there for specific stores and retailers as well. Mm-hmm. So in addition to those third-party apps with no formal affiliation to these retailers, there's, you know, more and more stores are getting savvy when it comes to attracting customers who want to save. Mm-hmm. Like I know Target has this one called Cartwheel. Walmart has an app and a few stores that have taken their coupon clipping online in the forms of apps. You know, like Starbucks has an app with some cashback or deals on that as well. Keep in mind, these are awesome opportunities for you to do work on this double dipping. So you can scan your receipt or have your receipt automatically using the store and retailer app, and then also get cash back through some of these other third party apps. And then in many cases, the deals you find on the store unique apps can be combined, like I said, so you can double or triple the savings.
Absolutely.
Have you used any other cashback apps that I didn't mention?
I'm doing my Dunkin' Donuts app. But see, a lot of the apps I was using because I was traveling a lot.
Yeah.
So right now, so I'm sitting at home.
You're not traveling.
But I just
And if you remember on the coffee episode, I talked about one I think was called Cups that you got some great deals.
Yeah, I got. But once I hopefully I start traveling again, I'm definitely going to, I'm interested in some of the ones that you talked about. I could definitely use them if I can get out of my house. But Honey is one I really love because I do buy
Honey's
online.
Great. I love that in the web browser, and you can also use the app. I like the Dosh one as well because you can get money back even ordering in, like through Domino's. I do that. That's great. And they also have a link to Amazon. So if you just click the link through the Dosh app to Amazon, all of your purchases there, you get a percentage back.
I just made a big purchase the other day, and now I'm kind of upset because I didn't use any app to do it. I mean, to me, $400 is a big purchase. It is a big purchase. It's for a new chair for my office.
I need a new chair.
I'm realizing the chair I have is causing my back problems.
Yeah.
So I invested in a really high quality chair.
Mm-hmm.
I should steer you that direction. But you know, the problem is, it's so popular, I can't get it to
yesterday, actually. And I sat in every chair in Staples. I'm pretty sure when I left, they were annoyed because they had to resanitize like 50 chairs.
Yeah, but they all suck. They really do. And the one I got is $400. I can't even get it till mid-July, but it's worth getting. It's more for gamers. But the thing is hard. It is the chair everybody around the world wants. And so I ordered it.
Mm. And how did you get it?
I did. Well, you can only buy it directly through the website. So the Honey thing may or may not have worked. And there's a backlog of these chairs, no matter what design or colors you want.
That
they really don't need to give you any discounts. So you are paying full price because it's a high demand.
Yeah, so I sat in a bunch of chairs yesterday and I was okay with one that was like $150, but I really liked one that was $300. So I was having a hard time justifying paying twice as much. So I left the chair I left the store with no chair.
the one, everyone now probably wants to know why I ordered a Secret Lab chair. And unless you're into gaming and stuff, you have never heard this, but all those big esports competitions, it's the chair that they have up on the stage. But these things are designed and they have 5 to 10 year warranties and all that stuff. They're super rugged. They have different sizes based on your weight, your height, and all that. So you don't have to pay for what you don't need. And it is an amazing chair. I've sat in one before, and it is just, it's what I need. And I don't like spending $400 on a chair.
Yeah.
But my back pain, because I'm home so much working on my computer, I'm noticing I need a chair. And, you know, you have to really invest in a chair. So,
yeah,
I don't like spending it, but I'm very comfortable getting this chair. It is the chair. There is no better chair than a Secret Lab chair. And I wish I was getting compensation for promoting Secret Lab chairs, but they don't need promotion. So anyway,
interesting.
Secret Lab.com.co. I'm sorry. Secretlab.co. Co.
All right. And where do they rank on Consumer Reports?
Well, again, I've known about this for months and I put it off, knowing they're the best on every rating site out there. But it is $400. So. But for you, actually, it would be less because you're not as tall as I am. No, they okay. have three different levels based on your height, your weight, and all that. And you need this. You don't need the mid size.
Okay.
You definitely don't need the XL.
No.
And that's a compliment, Amanda.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Anyway, thank you very much, everybody. Maybe when the chair arrives in next year, I will do a open box and show everybody the chair.
But, yeah, maybe I'll have a new chair before you do at this rate.
Yeah, there's pretty much a good chance of that. But
once I talk myself into investing into the chair I sit in for 12 to 18 hours a day.
Yeah, actually, once I ordered this, I meant to talk to you about this. So now we can talk about that later. All right. So anyway, thank you very much, Amanda. Actually, I love that app segment you just did. I mean, I love all the savvy savings, but I love the app ones because that's stuff that people can use and make money for doing what they're doing anyway.
That's right.
I'll put a link to all of those apps where you can sign up right in the show notes on our website. So y'all can, and you can help out the show a little bit too.
Yeah. And some of them I might even be able to find referral codes for that would save you money when you sign up.
Absolutely. And I think we get a little kickback. It does help the show a little bit.
So. That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, Amanda. You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget to check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.